The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little or no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
You know, comparing Eric Metaxas to any other radio show host is a lot like comparing apples and, oranges, perhaps?
Yes, that's it. Precisely, oranges.
Ripe, luscious, supple oranges dripping with sticky sweet juice.
Another day or two and they'll be rotten and inedible.
But today, they're glorious and inviting.
Just like Eric.
And now, aren't you glad he's here? Eric Metaxas.
And, you know, I think Todd's only saying that because he sees that I'm wearing orange today in honor of the word that you can't rhyme with, orange. Aren't you glad that I brought that up? Hey, folks, I got to tell you a couple of things. First of all, there's been a lot of controversy about me lately. And you know what? I eat it up with a spoon. I laugh and laugh. Like, it's sort of sick, but it's funny.
Yeah.
Okay, two things.
Okay.
First of all, I'm dying. I wrote two books with Tim Ragland. They're called Donald the Caveman books. The first one is Donald Drains the Swamp, and the second one is called Donald Builds the Wall. And these books at Amazon are not classified as children's books. Do you know why? Because they're not. They're satire. They're satire for adults. They're meant to be funny. But because the humor is not nasty humor, and we don't use four-letter words the way the pseudo-children's book parodies making fun of Trump often do, we have said that many people give these books to their kids because the kids just laugh. It's cute. It's a cute story of swamp monsters and whatever. But it's satire. It's humor. People need to get a sense of humor. Hey, grow a sense of humor, will you? So there was an article, I think yesterday morning, somebody at Pathos literally compared these books to Nazi propaganda. The woman writer said they gave her the same vibe.
Ooh.
And I got to tell you, I am speechless. I've written a 600-page book denouncing the Nazis. My family lived through this horrible period, suffered through this horrible period. And there are people out there. So the conclusion is the world has gone crazy. But I want to say, for the record, these books are humor books for adults. Children don't get the jokes like there's a vicious gang called MSNBC 13. Children don't get the jokes that the biggest swamp monster of all is the Georgosaurus, like George Soros. Children don't get the idea that the dinosaur, one of the swamp creatures who has half glasses and cries a lot, is supposed to be like Senator Chuck Schumer. People don't get that the stegosaurus that looks a little bit like Hillary Clinton might be Hillary Clinton. People don't get, kids don't get the fact that the orange triceratops is supposed to be John Brennan. people don't get that Mitch McConnell happens to look like a turtle and maybe it's a bipartisan swamp. People don't get those jokes unless they're sophisticated adults. Kids don't get those jokes. So these books were written and classified by Regnery and Amazon and whoever else, booksellers, as humor books.
Right.
Humor books intended for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because they are so sweet.
Yeah.
You can use them as kids' books,
yeah.
But we didn't write them as kids' books. We wrote them just like all the, if you go on political humor
right.
on Amazon,
political
you're going to see
yes.
nasty anti-Trump books that are packaged as kids' books. Like it's, that's kind of the joke, right? So people don't get that, number one. And I'm sure, share the guilt because I have sometimes referred to them as kids' books when, in fact, they're not kids' books, okay? They're classified officially under political humor, okay? So somebody wrote an unhinged article. I mean, I have to say, when people are writing stuff like this, you just shrug. You say, I don't know what to say. Then people, it's like you don't know whether to laugh or cry. Franklin Graham was on the show with me.
Yes.
And we dare to think that this president is doing a good job. We haven't suddenly said, oh, we don't care about adultery. Eh, we don't care about lying. Eh, we don't care. Like, I don't think anybody's changed their minds on those things. But JFK routinely brought prostitutes into the White House. We don't say, I will never say his name again. We need to change the name of Kennedy Airport. We need to take his face off of the 50-cent coin. I don't say because Thomas Jefferson, you know, owned slaves and slept with them, his face should come off the nickel. I don't say that because FDR fooled the country, lied to the country and said, I'm not sick, I'm fine, I can walk around when he could not walk around. And by the way, during the course of his entire presidency, four terms, he had a mistress. We don't say we better get his face off the dime and put the mercury dime, you know, which would be nice. Actually, it's much prettier. But I got to tell you, folks, the world has gone kooky.
Yeah.
And to support this president and to not believe that he is, quote unquote, caging children and on and on and on. The madness. So people went crazy. Pete Wehner, who formed the religious right. Many people don't know this. He was probably the principal architect of forming the moral majority and the religious right. He has now turned into a vicious Trump hater who spends all his time fulminating and sputtering about how evil Donald Trump is. I guess we're not going to talk about the fact that Hillary Clinton is probably one of the most corrupt politicians, like the swampiest swamp creature that has ever existed, who took money for the Clinton Foundation to give access to the Chinese, to the Russians, to everybody on and on. So tremendous corruption. But evidently people like Pete Wehner would have preferred that she were elected so that they could say, well, I have a good Christian witness because I'm not standing up for Donald Trump, who's evil and who slept with a porn star. Well, I got to tell you, folks, you've got to be adults here and you've got to understand that we're living in fallen times. And to support a president like a Ronald Reagan or somebody doesn't mean you agree with everything they ever said. I mean, the fact that I have to say this on this program is sad. But P. Wehner wrote this long article in The Atlantic and I read it. And the only word I could think of is this is preposterous.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely preposterous what he wrote. Here's the final thing. He says that Franklin Graham and I were saying that everyone who opposes this president is motivated by the devil and is demonic.
Yeah.
We didn't say that.
No, you didn't.
We said something a little more nuanced, a little more theologically correct.
Mm-hmm.
But I just have to say this to my audience because people are probably wondering what's going on out there.
Yeah,
what's going on out there is people are very sour, very bitter, and very nasty. In fact, Pete Wehner, it wasn't good enough that he smears me in this way. He had to refer to my slipshod biography of Dietrich Bonhoeffer.
You got to be kidding.
No, seriously.
Oh, my goodness.
No, look, these people are convinced.
Woo.
They drank the Kool-Aid. So
yeah.
Pete Wehner's my brother in Christ, and I say to him, brother, please, like, stick to the facts. We could disagree, but please stick to the facts. Anyway, let's go to something really positive. First of all, we got John Zmierak coming on in a couple of minutes,
yeah.
Number one. Number two, we have an opportunity. Let's talk about Christianity,
yeah.
folks.
Yeah.
You put your money where your mouth is. If you want people to know that you love God. The way to do that is by loving the people that he loves. Love the least of these. We love our enemies and we love those who are suffering, and we behave in that way. We don't say, oh, I love them. We do what we can. We have an opportunity on this program this month only to give to CSI, Christian Solidarity International. They are freeing people who have been enslaved by people that are jihadis, activists, radical Muslim jihadis in Africa who believe in slavery, who are enslaving women and children and men, who are abusing them, who are raping them. We have an opportunity on this program, think of this, to free these slaves. Christian Solidarity International is on the ground in Sudan. They know what they're doing. They know how to do this. They know how to get these folks out of slavery. They trade an expensive cattle vaccine. They go to these slave traders who care more about their cattle, and they say, we'll give you this vaccine, which will save the lives of your cattle, if you give us this human being whom you have enslaved. For $250, not only can we accomplish that, but this person gets set up with a goat, with all kinds of utensils and things. They are surrounded by a community of people who help them get back on their feet. It's an outrageous opportunity for us in America to do something great. I am begging you, go to MetaxasTalk.com, click on the banner. If you don't want to do this at Christmas, folks, I got to tell you, we have to let our hearts be softened. We have an opportunity. Please go to MetaxasTalk.com. Please do this. God will bless you. I say that emphatically. This is one of the most pure, good things you can do. Please do it for God's sake. He weeps for these people, and we should too.
Hi, this is Larry Elder, and over the last few months, my fellow Salem talk show host and I have been speaking across the country at the War for America Soul Tour. Thousands of people have attended these sold-out events in cities all across the United States. We've talked candidly about the attacks against our Constitution, the push for radical socialism, open borders, and other issues affecting you and our country. Not everybody could get a ticket, so we filmed the event in Sacramento, California, and Tampa, Florida. These were incredible nights with a few surprises. You can now watch the events on demand or even buy the DVD. It's a front row seat to watch me, Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Sebastian Gorka, even Michelle Malkin, and me. We discuss the critical issues that are at stake ahead of our next presidential election, and we give you the truth. To watch it now, go to WatchSalemMedia.com. You'll be glad you did. That's WatchSalemMedia.com.
I couldn't sleep at night. All I could think about was my credit card debt.
I knew I couldn't get a loan, so the thought of owning a home or a new car seemed totally out of the question.
I was afraid to answer the phone, and I dreaded the mail.
It just felt like my credit card debt was this deep pool, and I was just drowning in it.
This might be you right now, and you should know you're not alone.
There is hope.
Right now, certified counselors at Trinity Debt Management are standing by and ready to help you, not judge you.
One call to 1-800-990-6976, and you'll find hope to live your life out from under the weight of credit card debt.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment.
Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to get your house ready for the winter so you can sit back and enjoy the holidays. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. So why wait? Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next project.
Home Advisor.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. Now, as you know, on yesterday's program, on Monday, we played two 30-minute segments with the bishop from Nigeria, a hero of the faith. He was here with our friend Larry Taunton, and he is an absolute hero of the faith. And we recorded a third segment with him, which we will play in hour two today, Tuesday. So if you want to hear the third part of that, we'll put this up on YouTube today also. But if you want to hear it, stick around for hour two, more conversation with him. In hour one on Tuesday, which, by the way, is today, we get to talk to our friend John Zmierich. John Zmierich, welcome to the program.
Hey, Eric, how you doing?
I always feel like he's not quite awake. Like, he doesn't respond quick enough. He's like, hey, Eric, how you doing?
Hey, John, we're so excited
to have you, my friend. Okay, listen, we've got so much to talk about. As I said, it's Tuesday. You wrote some articles over the weekend. There was one yesterday. What do you want to talk about today?
Well, I'd like to talk about the Chick-fil-A thing, and I know it's been kind of talked to death. But
No, it's not been talked to death. In fact, Franklin Graham, who was on this program, I don't know, was it Friday last week?
Wednesday or Thursday?
Last week he was on this program, and it generated huge controversy that he and I held up copies of my Donald Builds the Wall and Donald Drains the Swamp books because people on Patheos are comparing those books to Nazi propaganda. And anyway,
I don't think people need to – not everyone out there knows what Patheos is. Patheos is a website that takes everything people write on the bathroom stalls in Greyhound bus stations and puts it directly onto the Internet.
Are you saying that's not good journalism? Okay, so here's –
I'm saying that, you know, if you can't get published on a Greyhound bus station wall, Patheos is your next choice.
Yeah, okay,
that.
So – but it's just amazing. But anyway, the reason I bring that up is because Franklin Graham was here, and he either published an article or made a statement. I mean, I took tons of grief for having him on the show, and he's a hero, and people just lose their minds. But but he wrote something basically saying that he had spoken to the head of Chick-fil-A and that this was much ado about nothing, tempest in a teapot.
Yeah,
and Suzanne said to me, did you read that? Da, da, da. And I said, yes. And I think Franklin Graham is mistaken. And I said, but we need to talk to some of our experts. And you are at least two of our experts, John Zmierich. So what do you say about where we are? And did Chick-fil-A ever do the right thing? Or did they, in fact, do what we're afraid they did, which means I'm never going to eat there
again? I think it's clear they did the wrong thing. And then someone in their PR department said, you know what? You're friends with Franklin Graham. Let's do some damage control. Get him to say something nice. And then they basically gave him a bill of goods. He trusted them because he's a good person, and he repeated what they said because he believed them because they're friends. But no, Chick-fil-A sold us out after we stood up for them. And I'll tell you, in my piece at the Stream, it's entitled A Jim Crow Future for Christians.
A Jim Crow Future for Christians. Folks, please Google that. A Jim Crow Future for Christians. It's at the Stream, stream.org. But so you are convinced that nothing is different from what we talked about last week, that Chick-fil-A totally sold out
Christians.
They sold out. They stopped giving to the Salvation Army because the Salvation Army, even though it runs special shelters for gay homeless people, if they want to go there, if they feel uncomfortable in other places, and especially, you know, narcotics treatment centers, and even though these people stand out in the cold, freezing, collecting money so they can serve the poorest of the poor, people who have fallen through the cracks of our broken mental health care system and through the gaps in our safety net, even though it does all that, because it won't let transgender men who claim they're women sleep in beds next to real women and use their bathrooms.
All right, now we said this last week, but hang on. We said this last week. So what I want to be clear on is you're telling me that we know that that's why Chick-fil-A. How do we know that that's why Chick-fil-A kicked Salvation Army to the curb? How do we know?
That is the current complaint against the Salvation Army from the city of New York.
Okay, well,
the city of New York. So
you're telling me that that's just the city
of
New York.
And that's what I saw when I looked in the pro-gay media. That's their current charge. That's the new thing. That's the thing they're focusing on now.
But how do we know that Chick-fil-A? I mean, let's put it this way: from what I read in Franklin Graham's statement, they did not seem to say what we needed to hear. In other words, it seemed a little bit mealy-mouthed, like, you know, no, that's wrong. But they didn't make a statement very clearly saying we will support organizations that believe in a biblical view of marriage and that will not cave to the LGBTQ
right.
lobby. They didn't say that. So you're telling us you are sure that Franklin is mistaken.
I know what happened. I care about what happened. I don't care about what they say or what in their heart of hearts they think. I don't care. I care about what happened. The organizations they cut out were those that support a biblical view of marriage and biological sex. The organizations they kept funding are those that are neutral on that. Maybe they don't like the shape of the noses or the hairstyles of the people of the Salvation Army. Well, then they should say that. Where currently, it accurately looks like they're doing exactly what the LGBT lobby ordered them to do in order to dodge the heat. And I find that frightening, okay? Every time I used to see a Chick-fil-A restaurant, I used to find it reassuring. Here's a powerful, profitable company like the third largest restaurant chain in America that is able to stand up in the face of this hateful lobby, in the face of this massive pressure campaign that's being pushed by Google, the Ivy League, Facebook, George Soros, the European Union, all these forces trying to suppress the Christian worldview and just the natural worldview that men and women are real and their differences are real and women need to be respected and given privacy and modesty and protection. The most basic common sense. It's just absolutely
staggering. Well, what's interesting, John, I always want to make this clear that it's not just that we who believe in the Bible have those views. People can disagree with us, but that you would think that they would still be happy to allow us to have our views. But what you're saying and what I want my audience to understand is that these people want to crush anyone who dissents. That is
right.
Not a free country. That is a lack of religious liberty. And we have leftists like Governor Cuomo and Mayor de Blasio and leftists all across America who do not believe in free speech and they do not believe in religious liberty. And that should scare every American. This has nothing to do with your faith. This has to do with fundamental American values. And you're telling me that the leaders of Chick-fil-A, which has been outrageously profitable, thanks in large part due to the support of faithful Christians who are proud that there's an organization standing up for free speech and religious liberty, that Chick-fil-A has caved, that this is not
That's
a rumor,
right.
This is not a point of view, that you and I and Rod Dreher and all kinds of people across the political spectrum agree that Chick-fil-A has caved to the LGBTQ anti-Christian anti-Judeo-Christian group
I've
thinking?
I've seen reports that the head of their charitable foundation was an Obama supporter. Well, that would explain everything. You know, they hired some guy who's a professional philanthropy guy, and they're all on the left. And he went in and he said, "No, you don't need to be doing this. What are you getting all this trouble for? Why are you inviting all this negativity? If we get rid of this, then there will be no opposition to being in College Commons in places like Berkeley."
Okay, so we got to make
Columbia,
clear.
Yeah.
We have to make clear. This happens all the time. Good people allow their organizations slowly, subtly to be taken over by other people who begin controlling the whole organization and who do not have the heroic values of the people who started it. We've seen this over and over and over again. It happened to the Ivy League. Those used to be Christian schools. Eventually, they became not just not Christian, but anti-Christian, socialist, globalist.
Did you know the Jesuits used to be a Catholic religious organization?
Oh, no,
what?
I know.
I know, right?
I know that they used to be heroes, and they have turned into left-wing ideologues who I don't think believe in the Nicene Creed or any of the basics of the Christian faith. And so you and I, John, it falls to us to alert people out there. And this, listen, here's the summation before we go to our next break, and we'll talk to you for the rest of the hour. But the summation is we have not heard anything to tell us that Chick-fil-A has not caved to pressure from these organizations, and we have not heard anything to tell us why we should ever, ever eat in a Chick-fil-A restaurant again. Shame on them. Unless they can clearly deny what we're saying and will do so publicly, I will never eat in another one of those restaurants. We're going to be right back with John Smirek.
We're going to find out, pretty mama.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Republicans are calling on House Democrats to ratify a new trade treaty with Mexico and Canada they say will revitalize the U.S. economy. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has repeatedly accused House Democrats of ignoring important work, such as ratifying the historic trade deal, to instead spend time and resources trying to impeach President Trump. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says a civilian aid worker from San Francisco was killed in a weekend attack on a UN vehicle in Afghanistan. That attack Sunday in the Afghan capital of Kabul also wounded five other aid workers. An approaching storm forecast to dump heavy snow has accelerated the seasonal closing of the highway to the north rim of the Grand Canyon by a few days. The closure of Star Route 67 has been announced. It reopens in the spring. This is SRN News.
If you have Medicare, the deadline for annual enrollment is next week. Make sure your plan is still the right fit with a free service from Health Markets. Health Markets' new Fit Score compares thousands of Medicare plans from national insurance companies. In minutes, you'll know if your current plan is the right fit or if there's one that can get you extra coverage, let you keep your doctor, and save you money. Health Markets could help you find plans with $0 copays, $0 deductibles, and $0 premiums, or plans with dental and vision coverage for no additional cost. You could even find plans that offer benefits for hearing aids, diabetic supplies, or gym memberships, or vitamins, meal delivery, and transportation to your appointments. Best of all, their service is free. The deadline for Medicare enrollment is next week, and the wrong plan could cost you thousands. Don't put it off. For this smart, unbiased, and free service, go to healthmarkets.com for details or call 800-713-4042. That's 800-713-4042. 800-713-4042.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. You've heard about our Solera infrared grills at BestHotGrill.com, but did you know we also make the best gas logs for your fireplace? You've probably seen Rasmussen gas logs and fireballs on TV and in the movies. We've got sizes to fit all fireplaces, styles to fit every decor, and we even do custom designs for large and unusual fireplaces. Lighting these logs is as easy as pushing a button. Realistic Rasmussen gas logs look great even when the fire is off. For regions prone to power outages, gas logs are an excellent source of emergency heat with no electricity required. We've been making them since the 50s, so you can buy a Rasmussen gas log with confidence. So go to besthotgrill.com to find the products you need to keep you warm inside and outside of your home while eating great grilled food. Learn more at besthotgrill.com. That's besthotgrill.com. Besthotgrill.com.
Now, this is going to be like the Ellen DeGeneres show where I'm dancing in my chair. Like, I can't not move. Ha! Ha! All right. Hey. Hey. We're talking to John Zmirak on the program. John Zmirak, let's continue the conversation. You've written many things at stream.org. What's on your mind, young man?
Well, I want to continue on this question on Chick-fil-A and the Jim Crow future for American Christians. Last week, you and I talked about this Nick Fuentes character. He's an online white nationalist who mocks the people who complain. When we talk about the evils of segregation and Jim Crow, he mocks it. He says, oh, it wasn't so bad. In fact, it was better.
So everybody was better off. But again, I always have to clarify for my audience. So you're telling me that there are people out there, because a lot of people listen to this program who are like me. They're not reading this lunacy on the internet. Maybe they're too old to have heard of Nick Fuentes, but you're telling me
men in their 20s. This is a big thing on men in their 20s, and a lot of them are Christians. I mean, I get a lot of blowback from people who claim to be Catholic or evangelicals defending this thing. But here's the important point. There's this new faction of kind of white nationalists who are defending segregation. I want to point out, what the left has in mind for us is not just segregation. Already, Darwinism and explicit sex education make public schools useless for Christians in most of the country. Okay, we can segregate ourselves in our own Christian schools, but the government's coming for those. Remember, the state of California came within a hair's breadth of forcing Christian colleges to abandon biblical values in their dorms and let students have, like, living girlfriends and premarital sex. The state of California just barely backed off from doing that to all the colleges in its state.
Can anybody doubt, by the way, that the left that is trying to do this kind of stuff, they're trying to undermine God's influence and any kind of Christian biblical influence in the culture? In other words, why are they doing this? Why would they want to encourage young men and young women to sleep with each other before marriage, which adds to a host of social ills, which ruins lives? Why are they so intent on this? Even if they don't know explicitly, I'm here to tell you, this is what they're doing. In other words, they're doing something that is of great harm, and unless we fight, as John is talking, we're going to be living in a different country. I mean, it's actually already happening, but we really have to be aware of it and fight it. So keep going.
All right. Christian businessmen who do weddings now face legal charges if they won't cater or do the flowers or offer a venue for same-sex weddings. We're not even allowed to have our own businesses separate from the culture. You know, back in Jim Crow days, restaurants would ban black people, and that was disgraceful. Theaters would be segregated. Blacks would be in the balcony, or there'd be all white theaters and all black theaters. But you know what? Even the nastiest white racists didn't try to close down black restaurants. Close down.
Right. They
black
didn't. They didn't
theaters.
Try to keep blacks out of all restaurants. They were nasty. But the new group is even nastier.
They don't
nastier
want us to have any Christian restaurants.
They don't want
any
us.
Christian schools.
Yeah. Well, you know what we're talking about? It's closer to what the Nazis were doing to Jews in the 30s. In other words, before the Holocaust, before all that stuff, the Nazis were making a case that we want separate but not equal. In other words, separate but equal was the lie told in the Jim Crow South. But in Germany, it was separate but not equal. They started to make the Jews feel less and less human, and they kept them out of the medical professions, out of all kinds of things, more and more and more and more. And you see that happening today with serious Christians.
That's right. And, you know, in a way, it's more like what happened under slavery, where in some parts of the South, it was illegal to teach slaves to read. It was illegal to preach the gospel to them because it might give them ideas about getting their freedom.
Yeah.
Well, so tell us how that's happening today. In other words, what is the case you're making that the anti-Christian activists are doing?
The state of California was threatening to basically close Christian colleges unless they let people have sexual relationships, straight or gay, inside the dorms with outside of marriage. In the state of Colorado is still persecuting Jack Phillips because he doesn't want to make not just gay wedding cakes. Now the latest complaint is a Satanist group wants him to make a Satanist cake with an image of the devil licking a sex toy. And the state of Colorado is behind them trying to force Jack Phillips to do that.
Again, I know I'm always interrupting, but I want to clarify here. Why would the state of California, in this case, want to force Christian colleges to let young men and women sleep together? What does that have
to
do
with totalitarians?
I know they believe in using the force of the state. But then the question is why? What is it about Christian colleges having same-sex dorms that offends them? What is it that offends the state of California? This is bizarre. It seems demonic.
Well, yeah, it is demonic, but it's understandable because human nature is fallen. Liberty, the idea of tolerating people who are different and respecting people's consciences, that is a distinct and unique Anglo-American virtue that has not prevailed over the centuries. I mean, we see countries with official churches that used to persecute religious minorities. American liberty, American decentralism, American mind your own business. I'll have my church.
Well, John, I'll go farther. We're going to go to a break here. Forgive me. I will go farther and say that they have an explicitly anti-Christian agenda. That's what it looks like with the satanic cake, and it's a specifically anti-Christian animus. We'll be right back. Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. There's something you all need to know about Relief Factor and about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son owners. As you know, they're on a real mission to help as many people as possible get out of pain, and they've been a consistent sponsor of the show for several years. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so. It sounds like they're doing super, and then they're gone. Well, not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year, and that's because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain. I'm one of them. Shoulder pain, knee pain, hip pain, and they are now in less or no pain at all. All these people, it's as simple as that. It works. That's why I've joined Pete and Seth on their mission to help you get out of pain today. And the first step is to order the 3-week quick start pack for $19.95. If you're still skeptical, remember, it's not just me. There are tens of thousands of other nice people who would happily tell you to give it a try. It can be done. It can be at your door in just 2 to 3 days. Go to relieffactor.com. Remember, relieffactor.com. It works. It works. Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. As you know, following Christ is a lifelong pursuit. It requires perseverance, and practice makes permanent. A new study Bible for today is the third edition of the Life Application Study Bible. Read by more than 20 million people, it's the best-selling study Bible in the world. The Life Application Study Bible is not a Bible for a season. It's not for a New Year's resolution. It's not just for hard times. It's a Bible for all times, with more than 10,000 newly updated and expanded notes, charts, maps, timelines, profiles, and more. The Life Application Study Bible is the most complete single-volume Bible ever compiled. It is just what you need to apply biblical teaching to your everyday life. As you train for the race God calls each of us to, the Life Application Study Bible is the companion and coach you need by your side every single step of the way. For who you were, who you are, and who God has called you to become for all times. Learn more at lifeapplication.com. That's lifeapplication.com.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Hi, this is Sebastian Gorka. Over the last few months, my fellow Salem talk show host and I have been speaking across the country on the War for America's Soul tour. Thousands of people have attended these sold-out events. We have discussed the attacks against our Constitution, radical socialism, open borders, and other threats to our republic. You need to hear the truth about what's at stake ahead of our next presidential election. You can now watch these events on demand or even buy the DVD. Go to WatchSalemMedia.com. That's WatchSalemMedia.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
You sheltered me from harm, kept me warm, kept me warm.
I did. I don't really recall
that's
that.
That's nice.
Anyway, hey, it's the Eric Metaxas Show talking to John Zmierak. John, let's keep going. What's up?
Well, Eric, you're talking about an explicit anti-Christian agenda. Just this past weekend, the Satanic Temple in Houston, Texas, hosted a satanic black mass at a local brewery. The name of the brewery is Brash Brewing Company.
Where is this?
And they, in Houston, Texas. They did a satanic black mass with Eucharist that had been stolen from a Catholic mass, they claim. So they actually took what Catholics and Orthodox believe is the real present body of Christ. They stole it from a church, and they held a satanic black mass at a brewery in Houston. Again, it's Brash Brewing Company.
Brass Brewing Company in Houston allowed a satanic mass, desecrating the host at the mass. The Brass Brewery in Houston.
Right.
Why would they allow something like this? Why? I mean, it's amazing.
And can you imagine a business that getting away with hosting a mock lynching? I don't want that. I wouldn't approve of that. I wouldn't approve of a stadium letting people hold a Nuremberg style rally. There's a line between freedom of expression and hate speech. And the black mass satanic worship is specifically an anti-Christian act of hate, just the way a mock lynching is an anti-black act of hate. Now, why isn't Brash Brewing Company facing bankruptcy? Because nobody will have anything to do with it. People are picketing its parking lots. Why is its president able to leave his house without protesters day and night outside his home? It's amazing.
Well, you kind of want to know who
double standard.
Who owns Brass Brewery in Houston? What kind of a person is this that would allow something this dark? I mean, and you know what? I don't believe in hate speech and the term hate speech, but the point is that what they are doing is so nasty and so offensive. You would at least think that people would picket it. You would at least think that people would be writing about this and saying, don't eat or drink at the Brass Brewery. This is not funny, folks. This is not funny. Why are they mocking good people? Why do they feel the need to do that? That's all that is.
Meanwhile, groups like Acts for America can't even rent facilities at Mar-a-Lago in Florida because somebody in the Trump organization read the Southern Poverty Law Center said that they were a hate group, and they banned Acts for America, which is just a conservative organization.
We're living in crazy times. I think I mentioned it to you that my Donald Drains the Swamp books on Patheos.com, someone wrote a long article claiming that my books, these are my children's books, they're funny, they celebrate this president or whatever, because, you know what, we voted for him as president. So even if you don't like him, it's kind of like he's like a folk hero and stuff. They compared my books explicitly to anti-Semitic Nazi propaganda books put out in the 1930s. And I thought to myself, We have fallen through the looking glass. The world is absolutely crazy. Absolutely.
These are the same people who want to let sex offender drag queens have story hours at public libraries.
Well, I mean, I have to say that we're an extremely tolerant country, often to a fault. Yeah. And we have to be able to kindly, lovingly, but boldly speak up for what we believe in. And when our rights are infringed, we don't say, oh, well, at least we're not in North Korea. No, the reason we're not in North Korea is because we have freedom, which God has given us to use to keep our freedom, to keep the republic, to redress wrongs, because we have the freedom to redress wrongs, to speak up loudly and boldly and lovingly about what is true and what is a lie. And by the way, when we do that in America, we make it possible for people in places like North Korea and in China to have hope that there is still a beacon of freedom, and that maybe someday they too can taste freedom. So I'm amazed, John, that even that we're having these conversations. You'd think that it's crazy.
I don't know how much time we have, but I could lay out for you the argument of how the left justifies censoring us.
Two and a half minutes.
Whatever the heck
2 minutes.
They want.
Go ahead.
Very quickly. You and I know that one of the darkest things in our national history were slavery and then Jim Crow segregation, which lasted for another 100 years. Okay. When we want to think of evil, we think of video of Southern sheriffs picking police dogs on nice, peaceful demonstrators in coats and ties from black Christian churches. Okay, we all agree that's profoundly evil. What these people then say is, okay, discrimination against gays in any form, including holding gay weddings in your church, is the same thing as discrimination against black people. So if you are against the LGBT agenda, you're just as bad as the white racists of the Klan. And really, they were just as bad as the Nazis. So if you disagree with me, we should have open borders and gay marriages in Christian churches and transgender facilities in every school. And if you disagree with me on any social issue, you are the equivalent of a white racist, which is the equivalent of a Nazi. It was dangerous to let the Nazis have free speech, dangerous to let them organize. We have the right to punch you in the face, to silence you, to keep you out of the public square, because you are a dangerous Nazi. If you voted for Donald Trump, if you disagree with Pete Buttigieg or Elizabeth Warren or whatever, wherever the left-wing party line has advanced this week, because it keeps going, if you're not as woke as the furthest left Democrat, you may very well be a Nazi. We might have to punch you in the face.
Well, there you go. Yeah. And I want to say that in my Bonhoeffer book, you can see this. In other words, the way the Nazis took over the culture, they did it very slowly and very wisely. They said, we have a nation of people who are, they're going to go along. They know how to obey the rules. And we're just going to make it culturally more and more difficult for them to dissent. They still have the freedom to dissent, but we're betting that they won't. We're betting that they will just line up and do as they're told. And I feel that the same thing is happening in America. When you dissent, when you say, I believe marriage is between a man and a woman, they make it so difficult for you to function that unless you have real courage and real guts, you just say, okay. And that's what happened to Chick-fil-A. We need to stand up. Otherwise, what will happen here is similar to what happened in Germany. Maybe not the same thing, but it's a similar dynamic. We'll be right back with more of the Eric and Taxes Show. John Zmierich, thank you so much.
Hi, this is Hugh Hewitt. Now, over the last few months, my fellow Salem talk show host and I have been speaking across the country at the War for America Soul Tour. Thousands of people have attended these sold-out events in cities all across the United States. We talked candidly about the attacks against our Constitution, the push for radical socialism, open borders, and other issues affecting you and our country. Not everybody could get a ticket, so we filmed the event in Sacramento, California, and in Tampa, Florida. These were incredible nights with a few surprises. You can now watch the events on demand or even buy the DVD. The front row seat to watch me, Dennis Prager, Larry Elder, Mike Gallagher, Sebastian Gorka, even Michelle Malkin. We discuss the critical issues that are at stake ahead of our next presidential election, and we give you the truth. To watch it now, go to watchsalemmedia.com. WatchSalemMedia.com. You'll be glad you did. That's WatchSalemMedia.com. Again, for the Steelers fans, WatchSalemMedia.com. And thank you.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. At the White House this afternoon, there was a lot of gobbling going on. So which Thanksgiving turkey will earn a presidential pardon? Was it bread or butter?
Their names were chosen by the students of Harold's Christian Academy in North Carolina.
So this year, the honor goes to...
Butter, I wish you a lot of luck, but I hereby grant you a full and complete pardon.
Following that ceremony, the President and First Lady is scheduled to fly to Florida for a campaign rally tonight and to spend Thanksgiving with family. A storm dumping heavy snow buried highways in Colorado and Wyoming today, prompting school closures in Nebraska and forcing more than 1,000 people to sleep overnight in Denver's airport, where hundreds of flights have been canceled. This is SRN News.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-600-3010. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-600-3010 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-600-3010 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-600-3010.
I can't lie, no more of your darkness. All my pictures seem to fade to black.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. What a day.
Oh,
John
yeah.
Zmirak and the bishop from Nigeria.
Mm.
I'm telling you, it's crazy. Tomorrow on the program, we have our friend Melanie Penn.
Oh, yes.
Melanie Penn is a dear friend, a brilliant musical artist, singer-songwriter. She is featured in the TBN special that we have coming up in December, and we're gonna talk to her tomorrow. She's just delightful, and her music,
mm-hmm.
we'll try not to spoil it for you. Right now, though, since Thanksgiving is coming up, I thought, you know what we haven't done in a while? Read mail that comes in from our listeners, and some of it is positive. Okay, this is really cool. It says, this is Liam Rafferty from Waterloo, Ontario. Folks, okay. We have listeners all around the world. I'm telling you, I can hardly believe it. He says, it was with considerable delight that I discovered your interview program accessed via a search command for Katie Hopkins. So sometimes we'll have on a guest, people want to see something about that guest, and boom, this show comes up. Cool, right? So then he says, unlike other interviewers, and I use that term advisedly, you don't gallop from question to question, denying your interview subject the chance to answer what was last asked. Thoughtful and intelligent are the two words that come to mind immediately. I will continue to tune in. Best wishes, Liam Rafferty, Waterloo, Ontario. Thank you, Liam. I appreciate that. Now,
nice.
Dave Roundtree from Roseburg, Oregon writes, hey, Eric, I found you a couple of months ago. I've been really interested in Jonathan Cahn and found your interview with him on YouTube. So I guess it does work that people, you know, we have these people on and people find their way to this program just from searching for somebody they're interested in. Okay, so he says, I enjoyed the interview immensely, but I also fell in love with you in an appropriate sort of way, exclamation point. This is Dave Roundtree. We're not dating, folks. Take it easy.
No.
He says, I've been binging on your YouTube videos, Socrates in the City, and I Am Second. I really appreciate you, your leadership, your ability to relate with and effectively communicate with so many types of people. I love your humor and your bumper music.
Mm-hmm.
You've educated me about so many issues, and God has used you to pour into me spiritually. I do not know of a public figure I relate to and am so in line with more than you. Thank you for speaking my mind and heart in so many ways. Thank you for being authentic, for not having it all together, and for your willingness to be vulnerable, grow, and experience God in ways that are new. You've been such an encouragement to me to do the same. Your friend, Rosebrook, Oregon. Ladies and gentlemen, wow. You don't know what this kind of stuff means to me. Because, you know, we get some negative commentary, usually which is vicious.
Yeah.
But some people actually write to criticize, and they're very sweet. And I got to tell you, I read everything. And if you're sweet, of course I'm going to take what you say very seriously. So thank you for those of you who criticize this or that. We have another one.
Yeah, criticize, but in a nice way. That's okay.
In a nice way, I don't mind it at all. Because half of what you say is true. I mean, I know that I've got a lot to learn. Okay, somebody writes, Steve Adams from Middleburg, Florida says, Eric, I just discovered you on YouTube. You have such heavyweight and interesting guests, and you're able to stand toe-to-toe with them because of your intellect and education. Well, if I fooled you, Steve. And he writes, and you are also so dang funny. Well, now that thrills me because we try.
Yeah.
We want this to be fun. Please keep going the way you have because you're right on and a pleasure and edifying host to listen to. I just want to say we didn't only pick out the good stuff, but when we get stuff like this, it is so encouraging. I want to thank you for listening.
And if you want to really see Eric's humor side, get ready for the Christmas special.
Oh, the Christmas special is going to blow minds. TBN will tell you when it comes out. Before we go, let me remind you, you must please give to CSI. Go to MetaxasTalk.com, click on the banner. Please do it, folks. It's a way to thank God for how he's blessed you this Thanksgiving.